Conference tensions. The upcoming party conferences are likely to stoke existing problems, says Matthew Boyd. Rebellion is brewing ahead of conference season, with thoughts of a long, hot summer recess fading as party members gather across the country. For Labour, the honeymoon is certainly over. Last year's conference was a victory lap for the leadership, a massive majority, and the promise of 5 years to deliver their plan for national renewal. This year's in Liverpool will be very different. Huge numbers of MPs opposed the benefit cuts and welfare reforms for disabled people. Prior to the summer break, this followed anger over the scrapping of the winter fuel payment and the subsequent U-turn. Ministers may find solace in the Westminster Village, but party conferences bring them back down to earth with a bump. It's when those who deliver leaflets, fill the coffers with local fundraising, and play active roles in their communities, alongside nervous councillors, mayors and MPs, have their say. Keir Starmer's global interventions have been well received, as he's deftly managed the chaos of the Trump presidency, rebuilt relations with Europe, and navigated tough diplomatic lines in the Israel-Iran conflict. But it is internal reactions to his domestic agenda that could decide his fate. Tory and Lib Dem prospects. Kemi Badenoch's Conservatives face a conference where their continued relevance is the major challenge. With electoral challenge from Reform in much of the country and the internal struggle of rebuilding a shredded brand with fewer MPs, the clock is ticking for the leader. A successful party conference can give an opposition under new leadership a bounce. In reality, Badenoch will hope to avoid major rows. Shadow Justice Secretary Robert Jenrick's ambition is clear. Which fringe events will he speak at? What will he say to journalists about the leadership? How many fare dodgers can he apprehend on Manchester's tram network? Manchester has not been a particularly welcoming city to the Tories, and there is a sense their trip could be a subdued affair with few members deciding to go. Lots of ex-MPs and councillors still want to let off steam, however, so rebellion never seems far away from Conservative leaders. Sir Ed Davey is at the helm of a steady ship on calm waters, and will sail into Bournemouth with his 72 Liberal Democrat MPs making their presence felt in the House of Commons. The Lib Dems often fly under the radar, with their leader's next photo stunt the only thing cutting through the noise of the other major parties, but their presence in Parliament is positive for pensioners. The party committed to later life ambitions manifesto pledges and has been a force for good in tackling issues that matter to those in later life. No rebellion or dissent abounds for the Lib Dems, and the infamous glee club at conference is likely to be genuinely gleeful. The party just needs to raise its voice. What next for Reform? And what of Reform's conference in Birmingham? It is something of an unknown quantity, an American-style convention and rally perhaps, with members and supporters desperate to see Nigel Farage speak. With the party's recent success in local and mayoral elections, what they say matters. Recent policy announcements, such as scrapping the two-child benefit cap, show a clear desire to chase Labour, having already made an impact on the Tories. Farage would not commit to the state pension triple lock, but has pledged to bring back the winter fuel payment in full. As leaders go, Farage is safe as houses. In many ways, he is the party. But in just a year, Reform has lost an MP in Rupert Lowe and seen party chair Zia Youssef resign via X, formerly Twitter, and then reinstate himself a few days later. The party has new councillors in charge in Kent, Lancashire, and Durham, with Reform mayors leading Lincolnshire and Hull. The decisions they make will also be scrutinised as indications of how Reform could govern nationally, and potentially as soon as next May in Wales. Party conferences can be make-or-break moments for leaders, parties and members. The jamboree feel can quickly turn, with the potential benefit of addressing a captive audience in the country becoming a nightmare that endures into the rest of the political year. A week is a long time in politics, but for parties with rebellion in the air, that week away from Westminster can feel like an age. Matthew Boyd is a senior account executive at the CSPA's public affairs consultancy, Connect.